How can Holiday Rental software help to attract repeat guests for your holiday rentals? For some holiday rental owners, attracting repeat guests is really hard. How do you persuade them to come back and book with you? Did you know that there are tools built into the Holiday Rental software to maximise opportunities of attracting repeat guests? That's what we're going to discuss today on Smashing Your Goals with Holiday Rental Software. But before we get started, I'd like to share with you an article that will help if you're not using a holiday rental software yet, or you're thinking of changing software for your short let business. On our website, booksterhq.com, you can sign up for free for the article with questions to ask during a holiday rental software demo, an essential document if you're considering making any change. But now, on with the show. Sometimes the way to attract repeat guests is to provide them with a sweetener to show just how much you appreciate their custom. By attracting a repeat guest to book on your website or to give you a call, you're saving up to 15% on channel fees on channels like Airbnb or Booking.com. This means you have the scope for offering a little something that's going to make you more attractive. Now, your PMS can help you with this through a tool that creates special codes for your guests to encourage them to return. Let's look at your options. I'll cover three today, but there's probably more depending on, really, on your creativeness and what would incentivize your guests, which you know better than me. I'll cover three though, and the three today will be a financial discount, a free gift or a free service or offer of some sorts, or a discounted offer or a discounted service. So, financial discounts. There are some camps of thought that offering a discount isn't a good idea. And for complete transparency here, I usually sit in this camp. I think that a discount devalues the service that you offer and cheapens the hard work that you've put into creating this great value service. However, putting my own thoughts aside, I know that for some people, offering a financial discount can really work. So your PMS can provide the option to create a code that you give to your guests. And when your guest rebooks on your website or rebooks directly with you, this code will create a discount on their future stay. The discount could be a fixed amount, £100 off your next stay, or it could be a percentage discount on the total amount, such as 10% off your next stay. If you wanted to nail this down, and some of our clients do this, you could fix the discount code to only be available on certain dates. For example, in your low season or in your shoulder seasons. Or you could arrange for this to be only for bookings arriving in the next 18 months because you want to be in control of future bookings. You could make this discount only applicable on just one or some or all of your properties. And I love this because it gives you options. You could be gently encouraging guests to make repeat bookings in the properties that you know you need a few more bookings for. Or perhaps if you have certain property owners that you want to provide more bookings for, or you know aren't getting enough bookings, or you just want to show them a little extra love, you could only provide the discount code for the properties owned by that particular property owner. Okay, so it does give you options there. It gives you the opportunity not only to attract repeat guests, but also to boost bookings for particular properties or particular owners that you want to pay special attention. Let's imagine you have a large portfolio and the profit you earn varies depending on the contract and the terms that you have with your property owners. So it might be that you can afford to offer a particularly good discount on some of your properties because you've got really high revenue and a high profit margin. But the same discount on other properties would maybe eat too much into your lower profit margin. So you could set up different discount codes for different properties so you've got that scope for larger discounts on some properties and lower discounts on other properties. Let's look at another option. So you can create a code that your guest could use for a complimentary gift on arrival or a complimentary service during the stay.
Now, this is more my idea of an incentive because it's really adding value to the services that you offer. Through your PMS, you could create a code or several codes that you provide to your guests that offer something special for their next visit. Look at your property, look at your location, your unique services, the services of the companies that are around your holiday rental, and look at your guests. If you provide accommodation on a farm and your guests are predominantly families, could you include a 1-hour animal care package that allows the family to spend time feeding the goats, collecting the eggs, brushing the horse? It doesn't have to have a high cost to you, but that will create a hugely attractive pull for guests, particularly guests with families or guests who love spending time with animals. If you have a city apartment, could you partner with a local cafe to offer a fixed breakfast for the first day? Now, how this is paid for is up to you. You may need to pay the cafe in full for that breakfast, or perhaps you could negotiate a deal with the cafe owners. When I stayed in Miami last year, this was the option that I was given. On the first day, I was given a fixed breakfast in the cafe that was next door. The food was brilliant. And as a result, I returned every day afterwards for my breakfast because it was so good. That is a winning partnership between the cafe, the holiday rental owner, and it creates a memorable experience for the guest. But it doesn't need to be a big thing. So let's scale this back a little. Do you provide a service already? I know we have some clients who live near their properties who provide the options for guests to book their breakfasts. So if this is you, you could provide this for free on the first day, providing these great opportunities for upselling the breakfasts on other days while still attracting those repeat guests. Is there a service that you already offer that you could provide for no cost on the first day? Thinking about our clients, we have wood for the fire pit, airport collection, a fruit basket. There's lots of options, and really this is just about brainstorming your business, your guests. I'll touch now on the third option, which is to provide a service but for a discounted price. Looking at those previous options, you may not want to provide that breakfast that you work really hard on for no cost because there is a cost to you. Could you offer it at a lower price? If the local cafe offers a deal price for the breakfast, could you charge this lower price? There's no cost to you, but you're offering a higher value service to your guests. Likewise, if you offer a service but you don't want to lose money on the costs, you could provide it for a lower price. So looking at airport collection service or a tour of the local area, you could provide this service at a lower cost, but not for free.
Let's take a moment here. I'd like to remind you that if you'd like to try out Bookster and the tools that we offer, you can register on booksterhq.com for free, and you can check out some of the great tools that will help you run your short let business.
Moving on back to the second part of the podcast, Podcast Pointer. Each session will look at one solution to help you overcome a problem. Today, Adam in our customer support team has selected the Uplift tool. This is a nifty little tool that helps you attract bookings on the channels, but still earning the value that you want by raising the price of the booking to cover the channel fees. So let's say for ease that hypothetically you want to earn £100 a night for your property. On your website and for all direct bookings, you could charge £100 a night. And using the Uplift tool, you can increase your price per night by a percentage. So let's say 15%. So your channel bookings will come at £115 per night, which allows for the £15 to be paid to the channel as your fee, and you'll still earn £100 a night. Bookster allows you to choose which channels you want to increase your nightly charge, including your own website or just a single channel. We'll be looking into your website in the next session to help you attract direct bookings. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Smashing Your Goals with Holdy Rental Software. If you liked the episode, or you know someone in the Holdy Rental industry that would enjoy it, please leave a review on podchaser.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you download and listen to your podcast. If you've got any questions, please do get in touch. You can contact us on our Facebook page, which is Bookster HQ, or you can contact us through our website, and there's more information there, and you can ask for a demo on how Bookster can help you at booksterhq.com. And remember, we believe that experiences matter, so whenever you're choosing a software service, make sure you choose one that considers your needs and the needs of your team and your guests.